Halifax. A legal battle is brewing in Nova Scotia over access to Bitcoin owned by an ex-medical student recently convicted of fatally shooting a fellow student during a drug deal. The lawyer who represents the victim's family says the cryptocurrency could be worth more than $200,000, money that could be awarded to them if they win a wrongful death civil lawsuit. Last Saturday, a jury declared William Sandison guilty of second-degree murder in the 2015 death of Taylor Sampson, a 22-year-old physics student at Dalhousie University in Halifax. Sandison admitted to disposing of the victim's body in the Bay of Fundy. Sampson's remains have yet to be found. Before his six-week trial began in Nova Scotia Supreme Court, Sandison applied to the court to have his Dell laptop returned to him while he was in custody. In October 2022, Sandison told the court his Bitcoin account was worth between $8,000 and $10,000, but he said it had appreciated in value during his 7 years in custody. At the time of that court hearing, Sandison said he needed the money to pay his legal team. He said he required physical possession of the computer to access the funds, adding that, if the laptop is inoperable, the money is lost forever. Sandison will be sentenced in April. James Goodwin, a lawyer who represents Sampson's family, says the court approved Sandison's request for the laptop. Goodwin, however, was granted an interim injunction blocking the move in December 2022. The court will revisit the issue in May. Earlier this month, Sampson's mother, Linda Boutelier, and her other son, Connor Sampson, filed an amended statement of claim for a wrongful death lawsuit against Sandison. Goodwin said his clients are claiming special and general damages, and he said they want to make sure Sandison's cryptocurrency remains available to the court if they win their civil case. The family is entitled to damages, Goodwin said in an interview from his office in Amherst, NS. It's pretty rare for someone who commits homicide to have any assets at all. Goodwin said he was confident the court will keep the injunction in place, denying Sandison access to the disputed account. Part of the test to get the injunction was to show evidence that this person isn't trustworthy, Goodwin said. He's admitting to killing somebody. He's changed his story repeatedly. There's a lot of evidence here of a character the court shouldn't trust. Police seized the laptop at Sandison's Henry Street apartment, which is where Sampson was last seen alive. But the machine was never entered as an exhibit for Sandison's trial. The Crown argued it was reluctant to return the laptop until court proceedings ended because it contains text messages, internet searches, and information on websites that were accessed up to and including August 15, 2015, the day Sampson was murdered. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 24, 2023. Michael McDonald, The Canadian Press.